Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We got Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, this is a good one. You know I gotta marry Santa, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm gonna get everything I want.
Pizza Hut is gonna be introducing tomato wine. Do black people live in South Dakota?
I'm sure there's like 17.
Why did I whisper it like it was a secret?
I know, right, like it's a secret.
Do black people speculation live in South Dakota? Well, DJ, hey, cousin, did you learn anything from Zippy the Elf?
Don't trust is on the come up.
Which cities in the U.S. have the worst food imaginable? Is it your city? It could be. Nuck if you buck. I said what I said.
Yeah, don't like clam chowder like that. Well, I may be wrong, but that's just me.
I like clam chowder. Shut the fuck up.
Well, all right, fine.
It's like eggnog with seafood in it.
Oh, my God. That was a weird combo.
You ready to record this bad boy?
I'm ready to record this bad boy.
Are you ready to spread comedy and happiness to the ears around you?
You know, I'm willing to give it a shot.
All right, cool. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Professionally silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. This is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic we discuss. And it's me, your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and DJ Hey Cousin is here.
Yeah, don't let her odd demeanor to fool you, guys. All right, it's me. I'm here. It's a lovely day. All right, and we're here to spread joy.
Yeah, okay? We're all glad you're here. All right. If you're new here, I like to treat him like crap. It's my thing. All right, so if you missed last week's episode, Zaddy Claus is coming to town. I introduced you guys to the hot, new, and sexy Santa Claus. Also, a celebrity has taken it upon themselves to have a sex doll custom made to look like their ex-wife. We talked about that, and we discussed some Black Friday drama. I'll give you a little teaser there. One of them included some pepper spray, so it was something. If you missed it, it's up waiting for you right now. But this week, ladies and gentlemen, I have an evil elf that wants to kidnap Santa and take over the North Pole. And this right here is why I don't trust evil elves and why the evil elf never gets invited to play in the reindeer games. Because even Rudolph's red nose couldn't light up how irrelevant his evil ass was. See what
Ever.
I did there?
Ever.
Yeah, see what
yeah,
I did there?
Yeah, we saw it.
I made a joke. Made a Christmas joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I wrote that down. It's in the script.
Oh.
I was that proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving on. Moving on. Also, does your city have the worst food in the U.S.? Yeah, that's a great question. I've got a list that might start a few fights between you all. Plus, which fast food spot has booze now? So, yeah, I got a lot to discuss today. Let's go ahead and get on to it. Starting with our POC excellent segment that I love to do. Coming up next, because let me tell y'all something. I love shouting out our amazing people of color. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to show support for this podcast, your best way to do that, especially for free, would be to go ahead and do that. Exactly. Subscribe, rate, and review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. For any podcast you're listening to on Spotify, if that feature is turned on. So have fun with that. Let's go ahead and get to our POC Excellence segment. This is a good one because they are local. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
I came across a black family on my side of town pretty much doing the damn thing. And by the way, shout out to Fayetteville, Georgia, because that is where these people are from. It's time to shout out the South Side and this amazing family, the Ellibert family. So they opened the first black-owned shopping center in Fayetteville, Georgia. They're the same county as us. So that's pretty fire. And on the South Side, that's amazing because most people want to go up north to Atlanta, Midtown, etc. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have something like that down here on the South Side. So I want you guys to go ahead and take a listen to the WSB Channel 2 here in Georgia that they shared about Kingdom Corners. And that's what they called. That's what they call their shopping center. That's the name of it.
Nice.
And the Ellibert family.
WSB gets real with diversity in development. An African-American couple just made history in Fayetteville. Look at them. They have built the first black-owned shopping center. Channel 2's Baron Peterson's live along New Hope Road. And Baron, they found out they were the first at the groundbreaking.
Yeah, they heard it from the mayor, and now they hope to inspire others to go big as well. So here's the new shopping center just opened. Felicia and Winchell Ellibert say if they can do it, you can do it. Felicia Ellibert and her husband, Winchell, thought it might be a big deal, but not this big.
It really didn't hit me until the day of ribbon cutting.
Last week, for the new Kingdom Corners Shopping Center in Fayetteville, the city's very first black-owned shopping center. Seven new businesses, four of them open, all of them leased along New Hope Road. A project that required quite a bit of courage and a never-give-up mindset. The couple closed on the four-acre property during the pandemic.
Prayer. That's just all I could say. We were chosen for this project.
The Ellibirds have a lot of business experience. They've owned a smoothie franchise for years, built a new one here at the shopping center, where they also own a med spa called Cleansing Waters.
The schedule's actually pretty tight today.
But they never thought they'd be developers. They say it includes a new set of responsibilities. They're the first in the local black community to do this. They hope the first of many.
We've been getting phone calls, text messages, stop bys just to say what an inspiration we are to, you know, to the community. So now I think it's really hitting us on like making history and really what that means, and not just what it means to us, but what it means to our community.
And the rest of the stores in this shopping center will be open by next spring. Reporting live in Fayetteville, Barrett Peterson, Channel 2 Action News.
So that's pretty fucking awesome. What do you think, man?
I love stuff like this. For people who don't really know, or just hadn't really stumbled upon such information, when it comes to the black community and dollars circulating within that, mm-hmm. apparently statistics say that the black dollar only circulates within that community for about 8 hours maximum until it converts back to other communities. So, and I actually think it's less than that, actually. I may be wrong about that. Maybe less, but that we need to expand that. That may be a big number to you, but there are some circulations of currency that are it never leaves that mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, that particular diaspora. So you know what I mean. I know that those may be things that you don't really think about, but as far as particular diasporas and communities and how those things are ran from a financial standpoint, that shit is hella important. It really is, and this is a contribution to that. And I salute them.
Me too.
Because we need more stuff like this, and yeah. hopefully it can get out and inspire other people to lock in and really, you know, contribute and get their dreams out there.
I agree with you, and honestly, I can't wait to stop by and support their businesses because they are literally around the corner from us.
Yeah.
So we should check that out. And the place looks like it's popping. Okay, so, and I love supporting black owned businesses and family owned businesses, and this fact is that they're opening up the first Black-owned shopping center, which I'm assuming that they're going to be opening up a lot of things that are also Black-owned businesses. I believe they have like a wellness center and a place you can get some drinks and some food and a place you can shop and things like that. So it's going to be a good time. So I will be stopping by Ellibert family. Get ready for that. All right.
Yeah, yeah. You may already have two future customers.
Hell yeah. As soon as I get some money. All right. Yeah. So you know, podcasting doesn't pay well when people don't know you exist. It's a tough industry. Payday's coming up, though. Don't worry about it. Which cities in the U.S. have the worst food imaginable? Is it your city? It could be. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I know a lot of places are willing to fight for the right to say that a place well known for a certain food is their place. They want to say that, nah, we're known for this. This is us. We did this. New York has pizza. Philly's got the Philly cheesesteaks. Cali, you know, they got tacos, I guess. Boston, like beans, I guess. I don't know.
Boston, shit, I'm sure. The coffee? Is that a thing? What?
I don't know, dude. No, that's like Brazil. And I think Hawaii is like claiming spam. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Atlanta has lemon pepper wings. No, shit. We own wings in general. In general. Nuck if you buck. I said what I said. We own wings.
Yeah, I can see some other people possibly debating that with you, but I have to agree. The South, just in general, has wings.
Wings.
You know what I'm saying? The South owns wings. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what area. You know what I'm saying? We got it. Now, Atlanta is like Lemon Pepper City, which I don't even know how the fuck that even happened. I don't know where, like, I wasn't there for that meeting, but Lemon pepper is just the motto.
That's my favorite flavor, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
The slogan for Atlanta Wings, apparently.
I mean, for those of you listening right now, if you love lemon pepper, let me tell you something. If you mix lemon pepper with some shit like honey hot with lemon pepper sprinkles, bro, that's fire. Teriyaki with lemon pepper, fire. Barbecue with lemon pepper, fire. Hot lemon pepper, fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
do
mm-hmm,
that. Mix mm-hmm. your shit up. Let's get to it.
Yeah, get bit back with it. All right. Big that back up a little bit.
Yo, back that lemon pepper up. All right. So this is coming from Housely.com, Housely.com. They have shared with us 20 U.S. cities that have just horrible, horrible food. Okay. And if I see the city of Atlanta, New York, or L.A. on here, I'm going to lose my fucking shit. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's get to this list. Oh, but before we get to it, actually, DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Wesley, my bestie, I want you to take three guesses of what cities could be on this list.
As far as which list? The list for the worst foods.
For the worst food. Cities in the U.S.
For the cities in the U.S. for the worst foods. Okay, so my first thought is like Midwest. Like Salt Lake City. I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Let's see if Salt Lake City is on the list.
One of the worst foods. What's the city in Maine?
I don't know. There's a lot of cities in Maine, dude.
A city in Maine. Yeah.
A city in Maine.
Yeah.
All right. So Salt Lake City, not on this list.
It's not. Surprised. And a third.
I mean, they got good seafood, though. You know.
Oh, word? Okay, cool.
I
don't like clam chowder like that. Well, I may be wrong, but that's just me.
I like clam chowder. Shut the fuck up.
Well, all right, fine. All right, yeah.
It's like eggnog with seafood in it.
Oh my god. That was a weird combo, but I low-key fuck with it though.
I said that just to like fuck people's brains.
Yeah, right. And a third will probably be.
Did you give me a second?
I did, somewhere in Maine. Third would be.
I need a city, bitch. Like.
Is Portland? No, that's in the other area.
I mean, is that the city you want to go with?
Yeah, let's go with Portland.
Okay.
And third will be.
No, I'm Portland.
I'm going to go with Jersey again.
Like the entire state?
Just to shit
on
Jersey for a second.
Huh?
Just to shit on Jersey. I'm going to say Jersey.
You know, it doesn't take much the shit on Jersey.
Exactly, you're right.
All you have to do is say Jersey. And that's so that no. Okay. So you're wrong.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get to these cities here. So the ones that we have on here, they don't surprise me, but there are also cities I don't think about. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just...
Yeah, you do.
Okay, a little bit. All right, so the first city is San Bernardino. That is the first city, bro.
San Bernardino,
that's California.
Wait, where?
San Bernardino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. And I'm looking at this sandwich they have on here, bro. This shit looks dry as fuck. Look at this. It just, I mean.
That bacon look a little old.
Bro, that looks dry as fuck. So San Bernardino was on there. Chesapeake. This is Virginia.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kansas.
Chesapeake, Virginia, apparently, is not where it's at. And that's just on the list, bro. I didn't make this list. It's, again, Housley.com.
I'm surprised the South even made it on this list. Wow. I'm surprised.
I mean, some people don't consider Virginia as the South. Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah, I was going to ask before I said that, but I was like, no, Virginia is the South.
Below the Mason-Dixon is the South.
Yeah.
That's how I say. Detroit. That is on the list.
Ah, of course.
That is on the list.
Detroit.
North Las Vegas is on the list.
Wait, where?
North Las Vegas. I didn't even know that was a thing, but that's what it says here.
So the North desert. It said
it's very different from regular Las Vegas, it says. So, yeah, North Las Vegas has crappy food, it says.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a military base and desert.
Maybe.
For North Las Vegas.
Garland, yeah. Texas.
Garland, Texas.
On the list. El Paso.
Is that where King of the Hill was? No. That's Arlen, Texas.
Oh, Arlen, yeah. Garland, Texas, El Paso as well.
Wow.
Laredo.
I'm disappointed in Texas. Texas normally got it. Wait, where?
Laredo, Texas as well.
Laredo, Texas too. Okay.
Also, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Wow, Texas. Shame.
Fort Worth,
culinary
Texas.
Shame on you, Texas.
Okay. Now, that's a lot of... God damn,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah. Well, Texas is big, so you know what? Let me give a little grace to Texas.
I know that Texas is known for, like, Tex-Mex, and I want to say barbecue, yeah. But I feel like the South, like, East Coast South has barbecue.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, Texas is good for, like, chili and shit. And
oh, chili.
And ribs and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
I like chili.
And stuff that involves pigs.
Something that involves
beef
pigs.
From time to time.
St. Petersburg.
What state is that in?
I think that's Florida.
Really?
Yep. St. Petersburg. We got Seattle.
I knew it.
Known for, no, you said Portland.
I know what I'm saying. that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying I knew it.
All right.
I'm sure that was going to be on there.
Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento?
Sacramento,
really?
California, yeah.
I'm assuming they're basing this list off of a microcosm or a microsize of all of the different restaurants that are rated on like Yelp or whatever.
Maybe.
Like that in the U.S. and based off the lowest ratings, you know what I'm saying, in every city, that's how they got their conclusions. You know, so it would be interesting to like see that data, but also cook better. Damn, what? How dare you open a restaurant?
I got bad news for Texas. Ferona, Texas. I think it's Friona, Texas.
Friona.
I think that's how you say it. Hereford, Texas.
Wait, say that again?
Hereford, Texas. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's Hereford, but I think it's Hereford.
Hereford. I'm going to go with Hereford.
Uh-oh. Jackson, Mississippi. It's not their fault. They're dealing with a lot of racism over there.
Oh, wow.
Well,
yeah, they're so busy with, you know what I'm saying,
the crime and shit.
Different color people. People with different color skin, they no time to really work on the chef.
No, you're right. Inglis, Florida. Never even heard of it.
Damn it, Florida.
Well, it says it's one of the smallest places ever, right off the Gulf of Mexico.
Stop cooking meth and learn how to cook better.
Mobile, food. Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, well, they got good moonshine, so I forgive them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see, we got Bakersfield, California as well.
Okay.
Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock. Lubbock. Sound like a Lubbock. Fucking rejected Mortal Kombat character.
Finish him. Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
That's the last one. That's all 20.
That was all 20. 20. Okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing, man. I will say this. It looks like Texas needs to step up its food game a bit. Texas was mentioned like 17,000 times on that
Texas
list.
Texas and Florida, apparently.
Yeah. Texas. I mean, Florida's got a lot of like meth and cocaine going on. They're busy, so I get it. But Texas, damn. Everything's big in Texas. Well, apparently, so is their failure in food.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like there are entire states that people actually forget about, and Texas was mentioned way too many times. Like, does South Dakota have better food than Texas?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's better, but I want to say they most likely have a a better like middling, like their maybe. Their lowest bar.
I've never been there.
Is higher than.
Do black people live in South Dakota?
I'm sure there's like 17.
Why did I whisper it like it was
I
a
know,
secret?
Right, like it's a secret.
Do black people
speculation.
Live in South Dakota?
There's only about 15 black people in South Dakota. I'm pretty sure.
The CEO killer. Everyone is talking about him, so fuck it. I'm going to talk about it too. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Defend, depose.
You know what side you're on. All right, coming up next. All right, check.
Check.
Legit, almost like fucking like. Headbutted myself with this microphone. Okay, so it is time to talk about the killer. According to the comments, he has the abs to die for. So kind of makes sense that he's a killer.
Alleged.
Alleged, okay. And I hate that when I I read a lot of these comments, if I'm being honest with you, and a lot of them are fucking funny, but it's not... It's not the murder that I find funny. It's the things that people are saying. It's like, wow, okay. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, for those of you who have no idea who the CEO killer is.
Which I doubt.
That's weird as fuck because I cannot turn on any of my devices and this man not be on my fucking screen. He is everywhere. He's like the Haktua girl now, honestly. Maybe a little bit more famous.
Well, there's always a Haktua girl.
And I'm going to share with you guys. What's going down in my best news anchor voice. I'm going to sum up what's going on. This is a comedy podcast, and damn it, I will find the funny somehow in this. Good evening. In a story that has shocked the nation, United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down in a targeted attack in Midtown Manhattan outside a hotel. The alleged shooter, identified as Luigi Mangione, is currently in custody in Pennsylvania, where he's fighting extradition to New York. Prosecutors have charged Mangione with second-degree murder. The incident has sparked intense speculation about motives. Bullet casings at the scene were inscribed with phrases like deny, defend, and depose, echoing criticisms of insurance industry practices. Meanwhile, it has emerged that Thompson is under federal investigation for insider trading, adding another layer to this unfolding tragedy. Investigators are exploring possible motives, including grievances related to the healthcare industry. Police reports mention that Thompson has received threats possibly linked to disputes over insurance coverage. He escaped on an electric city bike, added a modern twist, as law enforcement is analyzing digital traces to confirm his movements. Additionally, authorities have issued warnings about potential risks to other healthcare executives, suggesting this act could inspire similar crimes. Amid concerns, this act could inspire copycat crimes. The investigation continues as the public grapples with the ramifications of this high-profile case. Stay tuned for updates as we learn more. I'm Amber Smiles Jones, and this is Professionally Silly News, not NPR. Let me start off by saying I do not condone just like outright murdering people just because you fucking feel like it. Yes, the CEO of United Healthcare didn't give a shit about anything but money. But honestly, that's most CEOs, if we're being real. That's how they get this money. You cannot be a billionaire and not hurt people to get that money or use people to get that money. Somebody has to be working their ass off or doing something to get you that money. You know, it is what it is. I do think that walking up and just shooting someone in the head is horrible. I am not glad he's dead or happy about how it happens, but I'm also not sad that he is dead. Millions of people die because these insurance companies, like the one he ran, will deny, no matter the circumstances, and they will let you or the people close to you die so that they can make more money. And they come up with tons of reasons to ignore people who desperately need their help to literally survive, to literally live. And people are paying all this fucking money for insurance monthly, annually, whatever your shit is set up as. And there isn't even a guarantee you will even need to use it. So when you finally need to use it, they will deny you. And sometimes they'll deny you several times until you can finally get approved. But usually they deny you first, and it's a pain in the ass. And that's kind of the way the system is set up. Even when you're getting your food stamps and things like that, they make it impossible to do it. They make it very frustrating. It's very annoying. And they're counting on that you just be like, ah, fuck it. I don't want to deal with this. They could keep their fucking money. It's just the government, especially, and I can only speak on American government. I've never experienced the other one, but that's how that shit works. So no, I am not happy with any of this. I'm more concerned with how people just don't care anymore. We are so used to seeing violence on our screens constantly, seeing negativity and horribleness constantly, that seeing someone shot in the head on a video has turned into a hilarious joke because the person who shot him is seemingly attractive for some people. I'm not saying that's everyone. Try and tell me that pretty privilege isn't a thing. And tell me that white privilege tossed up with that isn't a thing too. So I'm going to give Wes the floor so he can share a little bit of what he thinks about this so far. And then we're going to get back into kind of what I was talking about. Go ahead.
The word you may have been looking for was indifferent. When you was, maybe, at least that's how I feel at least.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent.
You mean like how I feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am indifferent. Makes sense. I mean, this was the natural course of events. I mean, based off of how everything's been playing out, folks was going to start vigilante and Robin Hooding eventually. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This kind of stuff has happened before. Mm-hmm. It's just we didn't have this kind of access to each other mm-hmm. as we do now. So there was a guy who got shot in the airport like in the 80s or something like that. I forgot what the exact thing was. Y'all can find it. But there's footage of that, and I'm sure it was a similar reaction, because it was under similar circumstances. I say that from a ground level, as far as like how folks were talking about it amongst each other, and how they were sort of, what's the term, water cooler talking, you mm-hmm. know, in that sense. You know, so because everybody wants to do this shit. Everybody wishes to do that V for Vendetta type shit and get away
that
with
that purge
it.
Type
and,
shit.
And you know, be not even just a martyr, but the hero, the one that can take down the system and change it for everybody so we can live better and blah, 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 blah. Everybody has fantasies of doing that to some degree, but we all have a life and consequences. And we're all wrapped up in this system that doesn't really work, but we've all been really brought up into, and there's really nothing else. So we can't really even fathom any other way of this possibly going. So, you know, so of course, you know, people should be scared as far as, you know, when cracks like this start to show, because, oh my God, what could possibly happen? You know, what the unknown, what would we possibly turn into if we no longer had this? I mean, and I'm sure somebody has said it before, and shit, they have, the question of, I wonder if this is how they felt when Rome was about to fall.
You know? That's a good point.
And so, I mean, and maybe this is what it felt like, this sense of angst and like people slowly rebelling against the systems, the different systems that make the conglomerate that is our world. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure it might be. It might have felt like this. I just know that more is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're definitely not going back to how shit was, because that didn't work. And folks is tired of that now. Folks has been tired.
I agree with you. I do think there's just so much to unravel with this. I do believe that we live in a world where and this is like another side of it as well to think about, but I do believe we live in a world where if you're attractive, you can pretty much get away with anything. And even if you do jail time, the way that the world works is that you will still be a hero in the eyes of some. So you can downright be rude. You might you know, are horrible. You might get a job that you're not qualified for, but you're sexy. Maybe you get out of a ticket when you're pulled over, or free drinks at the bar. Or, for instance, no one cares that Luigi Manganiello literally shot someone in the head.
Allegedly.
Literally. And that smile, but that smile and those abs and that floppy dark hair, because that's all people need to decide if they like someone or trust someone. Some people, not every, but it's weird. And if this was an unattractive black man, I don't think y'all would be drowning your panties all over this dude, honestly. Even though he would have done the same exact action. No, I don't even think we'd be talking about it as much, honestly. Vigilante in some eyes, villain in other eyes, in different eyes like mine, where I can't figure out which one it is just yet, because it's wrong what he did. But that's all I got. But, like, I don't, you know what I mean?
The majority of the people I've seen that are on the side of not only this is the guy, not only is this the guy, but this guy needs to be punished immediately.
Some people, yeah, you're right.
Most of the people I've seen scream that rhetoric are people that we've already decided voices don't have that much merit anyway. Politicians, newscasters, mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Folks of the 1%, folks who have agendas of some kind. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, you know, and folks who know better know these motherfuckers is not folks to listen to that from a place of actual empathy and heart. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I mean, end of the day, man, y'all got to come up with y'all opinion, unfortunately.
Would you agree with me when I say, like people love, quote unquote, sexy criminals? And I'm going to get into it in a second.
Well, it's the criminal part that makes them more sexy.
No, I mean like the actual word, the meaning, like the visual sexy. They just happen to be criminals.
Yeah. I mean, pretty, like you said earlier, pretty privilege does exist. When it comes to that particular like angle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's there's going to be more eyes, most of my eyes being female, more female eyes, and given how that works, females are higher consumers. They're just louder as far as how it travels on social media. So I mean, yeah, as far as that, like that whole aspect, that's a whole industry. That's most of Lifetime shit.
You remember the black guy with the pretty eyes and his mugshot? Like, women were foaming at the mouths. Jeremy Meeks,
yep,
was his name. Yep. And he is now a model and an actor. And I heard that he like left his wife for a model and shit. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. But he got a whole new career because of how he looked in his mugshot. And people love sexy criminals so much that there's even an Instagram page called @mugshouties. Okay, mug, M-U-G, shouty, S-H-A-W-T-Y-S. It is a page full of attractive women, but their pictures are mugshots. And the crime that they committed is in the caption. So they even sell like a book of all of these mugshots on their website. And actually, they're sold out because I was curious as to like how much it was. I think it was like 80 or 85 bucks, something like that. Sold out. Sold out.
Yeah.
That's insane. It goes that far. And as far as I saw, I kind of scrolled on that page. The only male mugshot that I saw, at least within the last few months, was Luigi. He's the only one that I saw. Now, Jeremy Meeks might have been on there
back then, but
that was a minute ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. So anyway, murdering is bad. clearly. Fuck the dude who was murdered, but I did not want him to be murdered. That's not what I would have wanted. I think that a lot of people who are laughing at his death, I think that's a little strange for me. Do your thing, but I think that's a little strange. Maybe a Will Smith slap would have done it.
Yeah, Will Smith slap definitely would have, you know, changed those stocks and you know, probably got that message out the same. Yeah,
I
most
feel
definitely.
So. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Next on the Professionally Silly podcast, I use ChatGPT to create a script about an evil elf trying to take over the North Pole. You ready for this? You finally get to be Santa.
A Santa thriller.
Yeah, look.
Oh, my bad. I haven't told you about my stunt as Santa before, huh?
No. I cannot wait to not hear that lore. Let's get to this other thing, though. We've all heard the same old Christmas stories for decades. But now we live in a world of AI, so I used it to bring a little mischief to Christmas. So let's go ahead and head to the North Pole, where we check out a script that I created on ChatGPT, and it is called The Elf Who Stole Santa's Job. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Let's get the jolliness, the Christmas jolly on.
Ho, 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 motherfucker. Wait, The workshop. Elves are working hard.
Get out of the way, please. You see, I'm working here.
If we don't work faster, Santa's gonna be upset. We have to get these toys done tonight.
I've been making toys for centuries, and I still can't get the hang of assembling IKEA furniture.
I can't find my hammer. Has anybody seen my hammer?
Why is every child's wish list longer than my height? Can we get a height restriction on request?
We've got 1,000 years of tech innovation, but we're still using hammers and nails. Where's the 3D printer, Santa?
'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the shop, one elf was scheming. His name? Zippy Pop. He was tired of wrapping, tired of toys. He wanted the glory, the fame, and the poise. Enter Zippy, sneaking behind a toy shelf, muttering to himself.
Oh, Zippy, polish the sled. Zippy, fix Rudolph's nose. It's redder than red. No more. I'm done. This job is a joke. Why should Santa get all the glory while I'm broke?
Zippy pulls out a crumbled piece of paper marked Plan to Rule Christmas.
Step 1. Kidnap Santa. Step 2. Convince the elves I'm the new boss. Step 3. Make Christmas Zippy-licious.
Santa is at his desk, sipping cocoa and checking the naughty nice list.
Ho, ho, ho. Looks like little Timmy wants a puppy this year. And Cassandra wants a flamethrower? Better double check this one.
Zippy burst in, wearing a poorly made Santa costume.
Santa, there's an emergency in the stables. Rudolph is threatening to unionize.
Oh dear, I knew those reindeer had been talking too much with the Easter Bunny crew. Lead the way, Zippy.
Santa rushes out, and Zippy grabs a giant sack.
And just like that, step 1 complete. Sayonara, Santa Claus.
He tosses Santa into the sack and drags it away, muttering about back pain.
Oh, God, my back is killing me. You know, Santa, maybe you should eat something other than cookies. I think I just got a slipped disc, you fat prick.
The North Pole's town hall. Zippy stands on the podium in his ill-fitting Santa costume. The other elves are gathered, looking confused.
Elves of the North Pole, Santa has, retired. Yes, he's moved to Florida, but fear not. I, Zippy Pop, shall be your new leader.
Retired?
But Santa lives on milk and cookies. He's biologically incapable of Florida.
Do you want Christmas or not? I've got big plans. Steamline tour production and a new app called Santa Zon Prime and no more 3 a.m. cocoa breaks.
The elves look horrified.
No cocoa breaks? This is madness.
But the foreman said that the head elf said we could be unlimited break. What? Huh?
I can't believe they're not allowing no cocoa breaks. I die and live for my cocoa breaks.
I'm not having it.
You know, that is the reason I left my last elf job. That's what stops. They get rid of the cocoa breaks.
Dag nabbit. Damn!
Meanwhile, in the sack, Santa has managed to pull out a candy cane and is sawing through the rope.
Ho, ho, ho. You can't keep a jolly old man down.
Santa escapes, grabs a jet-powered sleigh, and bursts into the town hall.
Zippy Pop, what is the meaning of this?
The elves cheer.
Thank God Santa's back. Santa, you're back. I was just keeping the seat warm. Yeah, that's it.
Zippy, you've always been extra, but I never thought you'd try to take over Christmas.
I just wanted to be appreciated.
Oh, Zippy, you don't need a big title to be important. You're the one who invented the candy cane conveyor, remember?
That thing saved us hours of work.
I'll tell you what, I'm not the same spry elf I used to be, so that conveyor saved me back problems.
Yeah, and two Christmases ago when Gerald died. Poor Gerald.
Zippy sniffles, touched.
You really think so?
Absolutely. But maybe next time, just ask for a promotion instead of kidnapping me.
Deal.
Santa and Zippy are in the sleigh together.
Ready to deliver presents, assistant to Santa?
Don't you mean the assistant Santa? Ready, big guy? But next year, can I try on the red suit?
We'll see, Zippy. We'll see.
The sleigh takes off into the sky. And so Zippy learned, through a holiday tiff, that Christmas was better when shared, not a grift. The end. Well, DJ Hey Cousin, did you learn anything from Zippy the Elf?
Don't trust s on the come up, you know what I'm saying? They'll try to take your position, you know what I'm saying? Stab you right in the back or the front, depending on what height they are. Damn elves.
Okay. So there is a fast food restaurant that is getting... Moving on. There is a fast... Yo, you came in hard, bro. Damn. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a fast food restaurant that is getting fancy, and they are adding wine to the menu. You won't believe which fast food spot is doing this next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Mm. I was scrolling around on the interweb, and I came across a lot of, you know, when you're like on Instagram and you see like the things like that are suggested to you on your For You page or your Explore page.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I came across this thing that was like talking about Pizza Hut is going to be introducing tomato wine.
I mean, that doesn't sound, you know, that unbelievable. We have,
I mean, tomato is technically your fruit. I get it.
You know, rice, wine from rice and wine from different kinds of fruit. This was the next step. Tomatoes are fruit, right?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? This checks. This technically checks.
But when I told you that a fast food place will be like serving booze, did you expect it to be Pizza Hut?
You know what? Not necessarily, but when I hear it, it makes sense because there was a point in which they were serving beer at one point.
I think there were a few places back in the day.
Like when they had like that old design.
Yeah.
Like the kind of like the buffet design kind of. They had beer in some locations too.
Everything's like red, brown, and beige. And
Yeah, right.
Good times. So, I mean, like the idea of having a red wine and the reason the color of the wine is red is not because of the grapes, it's because of the tomatoes. That's a little strange. But I tell you what, if this ends up being something that they're doing nationwide, I'm down. I don't know if it's going to be nationwide now. I think this might be like in Canada or something like that from what I understand. So if you do find out that this, if I can't get my hands on it to get it here, you know, I'll try that video on the YouTube channel. But
of course, tomato wine,
let's do it.
Yeah. I want to get drunk off tomatoes.
I mean, pizza and wine go together. Why not?
I mean, those Italians. Damn it. Keep hiding things.
It's time to get dirty. Mm. We're going to get dirty right now, okay? So last week, if you were not here listening like you should have been, shame on you. Mm. We did this thing where I have a joke book here full of dirty, gross jokes. And I told DJ Hey Cousin to choose a number I believe it was like 1 to 70 or something. But this time I'm going to change it. I want you to choose a number between 50 and 108. And when he chooses this number, I am going to go ahead and find the joke, the dirty joke, on that page of my dirty joke book. And I'm going to share it with you. So it's going to be sporadically random.
Mm-hmm.
So page...
Let's
so
start with 69.
52, 108.
69.
You fucking dick.
Let's start there.
Oh, God. If they don't put a dope-ass 69 joke on that page, you know?
Then this is just... This book should be retired.
No,
I mean,
facts.
This is... Come on now.
All right, here
we go. We gave
you
the alley-oop.
Okay, I'm good. It says here, John receives a phone call. Hello? He answers. The voice on the other end says, "This is Susan. We met at a party about 3 months ago." John says, Susan? About 3 months ago? Susan says, "Yes. It was at Bill's house after the party. You took me home. And on the way, we parked and got into the back seat, and you told me I was a good sport." "Oh, yeah, Susan, how are you?" "I'm pregnant."
"Oh."
"And I'm going to kill myself."
"Oh."
And then John responds, "Say, you're a good sport." Oh, my God. He's just saying, "You're a good sport. Kill yourself. I'm fine with that."
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want the responsibilities to any of that.
I mean, hey, do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to give me another number. I hate ending on someone's death.
Oh, I guess. Let's go with 55.
55. I hope no one dies here. Last time you kept killing Princess Diana.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
That was weird. All right.
It was like
so
a commuted time loop.
So on page 55, you can actually choose between 1 and 3 because there's 3 jokes on this page.
Let's go with the middle one.
The middle one. Why do women stop bleeding when entering menopause?
Why?
Because they need all the blood for their varicose veins. You know what? We're just going to go to the next segment. God damn it. Let's get to this FMK. God damn it. Fuck, marry, kill up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. God damn it. We've got ourselves a brand new FMK Fuck, Marry, Kill. If you are new to the podcast, this is a segment that I tend to bring back every now and then. And so what we do is we choose, there are 3 options. We get to choose which one we would fuck, marry, and kill, pretty much. So this episode is going to be interesting because we are entering the holidays. You know, we got Christmas coming up, and that's the major holiday here in the States. Actually, any Catholic or Christian home, you're probably doing that.
I mean, you know, there's some folks celebrating Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's or the like New Festivus
Year.
Or some shit.
That's the New Year. Oh, yeah. And the Kwanzas and all that.
Yeah. What's Kwanzaa? What? I never heard of that.
You haven't?
No. Yes, idiot.
Oh.
All right, so this week's Fuck, Marry, Kill. And I mean this literally. Remember last, October? And for the Halloween season, I think it was werewolves, zombies, and vampires, I believe it was. And it was literal. So this is a literal fuck, marry, kill. Here we go. Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, fuck, marry, kill.
Mm.
Now, just before you answer, I asked Cavante, my best buddy at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share with you what he said, but not until after you tell me yours. All right?
Okay. All right. This is going to be kind of fucked up, but I'm going to have to murk Bambi first. I'm sorry. Did I say Bambi? I meant Rudolph.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah,
go ahead. Killing baby animals. Go ahead.
Murk Rudolph. I'm going to go ahead and have a nice little time with Frosty.
Like
nice.
fuck Frosty?
Yeah. I wanna dip my body in Frosty. Especially with the whole and on top of that, I can wish for a new Frosty. Didn't the power come in like, was it the hat or was it the nose?
It was the hat. The movie Jack Frost, not like
just from traditional lore.
I think it is the hat. Or is it the carrot?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I can low key take that with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, have a good time with Frosty and then take that hat off. Boop. All right. But nevertheless, I'm going to have to marry Santa. You know, Santa has infrastructure. All right. He's the safe bet. All right. I'm not sure how he is in a relationship, but I'm sure he's going to take care of me. All right. He has quite the legacy. All right. Even if we divorce, I'm pretty sure I can get a little something. You know what I mean?
Get a little something.
Get a little something. You know what I mean?
All right, so you want to hear what Cavante said?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go ahead and play that. All right, Cavante, I got a good Christmassy FMK for you, a good fuck, marry, kill. You ready? And I mean it literally, just like the zombies.
Let's hear it.
We got Santa Claus, okay? We got Frosty the Snowman, and we got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, this is a good one. You know I got to marry Santa because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to get everything I want.
Is your love language gift giving?
Man, it might as well be. He going to take care of me.
Ho, ho, ho,
ho,
bitch.
Ho, ho, ho. You know, I got it. I hate to do this to him, bro, but I got to kill Frosty. Because I can't smash Frosty. That's gonna be a little cold.
Yeah,
it's going to be a little cold, you know?
Like, you don't like cold-hearted bitches?
Just like, man, like, what if it just falls off? It's like, ugh.
Oh, like, you know? His carrot nose?
Anything.
Yeah.
Whatever nose we're talking about. And then, you know, I gotta fuck, you know, like, Rudolph. Like, he got the light and everything. Like, you can always see what you're getting into.
I fuck with that.
You know, and he's he be leading. He be leading.
Hell yeah. Sometimes you need somebody to take charge.
Exactly.
Every now and then.
That's my list. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, nice.
I love it.
Okay, so that was Cavante's fuck, marry, kill. What do you think about that?
You have that reindeer side piece, bro. You better have that reindeer side piece.
So mine is, dude, I'm going to marry Santa just for the same selfish reason as the rest of you bastards. I want a lot of shit,
that
and he'll give it to me.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? He has a whole business, a whole operation, bro.
Yeah.
He probably has a 401k. I want a piece of that.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta get in on that,
get
bro.
Get a nice little life insurance
Santa's
on his ass.
Santa's tapped
you know
in on
saying?
Everything, bro.
Yeah. Plus, like, his health is crazy. Like, all he eats is cookies, milk, and eggnog occasionally. So, I mean, like, I get a good life insurance policy
on
him.
I mean, I'm willing to go with the magic healthcare plan.
I mean, he's, like, constantly flying all over the world once a year.
Yeah.
It's really high up. Like, you know, accidents happen.
You know what I'm saying?
Get this insurance money.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure holiday magic, it can heal some wounds now.
I mean,
keep me sustained for a while.
Maybe not before I get my payout. We don't know.
You know what
we don't know.
Hey, see, you're going the wrong route. Just go with, you got to go with psychological divorce. You know what I'm saying? I'm not happy. All this stuff, I'm not happy inside. You're not making me happy, Santa.
Shut the fuck up. So now it's a toss-up between Frosty and Rudolph, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, listen, I'm going to have to kill Frosty. Let me tell you why. First of all, Frosty never done nothing for me, all right? He always got the cold shoulder, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
whenever he don't want to fucking talk to you, he takes his hat off. Now you can't say nothing.
I mean, hey, man, that's a personal thing. If he ain't fucking with the conversation, he just going to dip.
I don't like that shit. That's disrespectful.
You know, it is.
Second of all, he's always leaving puddles in my house. I don't like that shit.
That's true.
I got to clean that up. I got wood floors, bro.
True.
They buckle. I don't have time for that.
I mean, that over reindeer pellets. I mean, it's your party.
The only thing I like about Frosty, bro, is that Campbell's soup commercial when he turned into an adorable little kid.
So you,
when
you
he was
wanna,
melting.
You
that
wanna,
was adorable.
You want an adorable white kid in your Frosty?
No, I'm just saying that something I like about him is that commercial. That's it.
Oh, okay.
He's done nothing
okay.
else for me. But when Jack Frost movie with Michael Keaton, that was fire.
Yeah,
he's my favorite Batman, so that's a slide.
I mean, yeah, that was a good flick.
I'm going to have to, I got to kill Bambi only because, I mean, fuck, what did I say? I kill him, Frosty, right?
Yep.
I'm going to fuck Bambi, excuse me, it's my last choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck Bambi because I feel like if I get scared, I have a natural nightlight. If my car breaks down, Bambi can show up. I can see what's going on if it's late at night.
Yeah, yeah. Rudolph can divert traffic and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm lost in the woods, you know what I'm saying? Bambi can lead me home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's... And honestly, I'm not really into bestiality, but, like, I can't have sex with snow. So it's out. You know, it's like, you know, frostbite's a thing. I don't want to deal with that.
Surprised.
What'd you say?
You'd be surprised. Don't knock it.
Although
till you
Frosty
try it.
Does have that nose. So another reason Come fuck, on now. Marry, kill. Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen. If there's anything you can take from this podcast episode, is Wesley probably wants to fuck some snow, I think.
Have.
Oh, you. Oh, DJ Hey Cousin has.
You know, we'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later. That's his OnlyFans. Hit him up. Mm-hmm. Professionally silly life rules.
Also, don't trust an elf on the come up. Don't trust them. Don't trust them.
Facts. Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate all of you. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review, because it does help my podcast grow. You can be as critical as you want. Just leave 5 stars there. It's fine.
Yeah.
And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge the episodes that you haven't heard yet. There are over 300 and they do stand the test of time. Share the podcast with a friend. Light yourself a blizzy. Get yourself a drink. Get you a snack and join in on the silly. There's no reason to hog all that silly to yourself, man.
There isn't. Come on now. Get it in.
Don't forget, guys. I will be posting one of the segments from each episode a little earlier in the week. And so far, Thursday has been that day, and it's been kicking ass. So get ready for our mini-sode this Thursday, all right? Or yesterday, I guess, if you're listening to this afterward. If you want you to do me a favor, check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And, of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Join in on the silly online. Hey, listener submissions, if you have any ideas or stories or silly jokes or life mishaps or advice you want, things like that, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can Google voice me, text or leave a voicemail, 805-664-1828. And all that information can be found below in the show notes, along with our social medias. DJ Hey Cousin got his stuff down there. I got my stuff down there. We got our Twitter, our TikToks, all that stuff. Our OnlyFans, our Pornhub accounts, all of that.
Nice. I like that. I mean, also the Feetster. What's the one with the feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm also on cuddles.com. So if you want to cuddle with me, you can go ahead and apply there. And payment is through that website, and we can cuddle together.
Also, my Etsy, I sell candles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know I was joking, but there are websites where you can pay to be cuddled with. So that's a thing. Look that up if you want to. Google it. It's a thing.
Yeah. It's crazy. Learn about it. You know, it's people need some cuddles. People need cuddles now.
And those prices don't look too bad, actually. So check that out. Mm. Once again, I'm your honorable boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Wes, a.k.a. your audible side piece.
Oh, okay. I forgot who you were. I'm sorry. Yeah, You're just not very important.
I got one of them faces, man.
Yeah, I know. And I will leave you with this, and I guess DJ Hey Cousin, since you're here, you can hear it too.
Yeah.
If electricity comes from electrons, does morality come from morons? Anyway, until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Proxima! Semana! That's next week in Spanish.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.